today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. You are with today's special from IRIB English Radio. Please join us on how to organize our life in Islam. Today, Thursday, is the 12th of Jamadi Uthani, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. Corresponding to the 15th of Day, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And the 5th of January, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is Chapter Al-Imran, verse 191.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم الذين يذكرون الله قياما وقعودا وعلى جنوبهم ويتفكرون في خلق السماوات والأرض ربنا ما خلقت هذا باطلا سبحانك فقنا عذاب النار.
Who remember Allah while standing or sitting or lying on their sides and give thought to the creation of the heavens and the earth, saying, Our Lord, you did not create this aimlessly. Exalted are you above such a thing. Then protect us from the punishment of the fire.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The remembrance of Allah in all conditions of a person is the sign of wisdom. And the possessors of intellects are those who remember Allah and contemplate. You should know this fact, that the farther we keep aloof from the good aims, the nearer we will approach to hell and we must return the distance again. The world of creation has not been done in vain, even though we do not realize all its secrets.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi,
shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Nawwarta darbi, shukran. Shukran ya Rabbi.
Can you remember the last episodes of today's special? Yes, during this week, we have spoken about organization of our time and of our life in Islam. We continue that topic. Really, organized people are not born organized. They have to cultivate healthy habits, which then help them to stay organized. So even if you think you are a very disorganized person, you can learn to be organized. From planning things, jotting things down, to ditching the unnecessary and organizing things that matter, you will become an organized person as long as you're willing to learn and practice. Organizing your life is the foundation of success in every area of your life. you can easily stay on top of the things and avoid stress by staying organized.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Dear brothers and sisters, in this very show, we are going to talk about the ways to organize our daily routine. The first is meditation and mindfulness. Starting our day with a purpose helps us shape how the rest of our day turns out. The second, principle that I want to mention here about making and organizing the routines is to develop a fitness routine. The next actual principle that we want to share and refer to is an afternoon pick-me-up. Find a routine in the afternoon that works for you so you can reorganize and finish your day on a high note. The next principle that we want to recommend to you, dear listeners, is to declutter and simplify. Reduce distractions and allow for greater focus. The next principle that we want to refer to is to plan ahead. Planning for the future will help with time management and quickly assist with creating a more organized way of life. Planning ahead at work seems like a natural thing to do. Budgeting, yearly planning, labor management. Yet we seem to often drop the ball when it comes to planning ahead in our personal lives. To plan ahead at home, some of the same techniques apply. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible.
فجرا جئت بعد العسر يسرا ربنا أعلاك قدرا يا إمام.
All in all, in today's special IRIB English Radio.
During this week, we had a part entitled Tips on Getting Organized. We followed that. Write things down. We all know someone that remembers every birthday and sends cards for every holiday. It's not magic and they don't use memorization. Trying to remember things will not help you to stay organized. You should try writing things down. A pen and some paper is our way of remembering things externally, and it's much more permanent. You will only further complicate your life by trying to contain important dates and reminders in your head. Write down everything. Shopping list for groceries, holiday gifts, home decor, and important dates like meeting and birthdays.
رَبُّنَا رَبُّ الْقُلُوبِ وَهُوَ عَلَّامُ الْغُيُوبِ فِي الشُّرُوقِ وَفِي الْغُرُوبِ نُورُهُ ربنا رب القلوب وهو علام الغيوب في الشروق وفي الغروب نوره يهدي العصا ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما.
Let's look at homemaking routines. Under the title of How to Organize Your Life, keeping up with household chores can be exhausting and super stressful, right? But there are some simple rhythms in place in our house that keep everything somewhat clean and running smoothly for the most part, anyway. I don't believe in rigid routines where you have to mop the floors on Mondays and scrub the toilets on Tuesdays. If you like a structure, that's great. But if your life is crazy and unpredictable like most people, I find it best to build household routines right into our daily rhythm. For example, after dinner, we can do quick kitchen shutdown routine. The routine is triggered by us finishing dinner, not by a specific time on the clock. Saturdays are laundry days, so we always know laundry will get done. And if we are not home on Saturday, we either plan ahead and do it on Thursday and Friday nights, or we do it on Sunday. Continue that and be successful.
Imam Raza alayhi salam talks about three qualities. The first one that we have to acquire from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is kitmanu sir, to conceal the secrets. This is important when we talk about social relationships. But if you look at it from the perspective of the husband-wife relationship in marriage, this becomes even more important. That they basically have to conceal the weaknesses of one another. Nobody knows one another except in the context of that marriage relationship. They know the character of, because they live together. And that is where, because they come to know one another in a complete manner, in all different settings, they will know the good and the bad. And that is where the issue of kitman as-sir comes in. Don't go and expose the weakness of your spouse to others, even if they happen to be your parents. You are now husband and wife. There was always that connection of iman. Al-mu'minuna wal-mu'minat ba'dhum awliya'u ba'd. There was a relationship of iman before, and now it has even become stronger in form of husband and wife. يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Work on making one another better instead of exposing the weaknesses of one another. Quran in Surah Baqarah, ayat number 187, describes the relationship between husband and wife by saying, هُنَّ لِبَاسٌ لَكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لِبَاسٌ لَهُنَّ. The wives are libas, garments for their husbands, and the husbands are garments for the wives. What does the libas do? It has three different functions, but one of them is that it conceals the physical defects of a person.
As you noticed, we were speaking about how to organize our life in Islam. Inshallah, we'll continue on the next episode of today's special tomorrow. So we meet you soon, inshallah. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer.